chanting in the streets of Vrindavan. The holy names of Sri Radha Gopinath, the devotees have now reached the beautiful temple of Sri Radha Gopinath, the deities of Srila Madhu Pandit.
And he also became hidden from human perception for many long years. And Paramananda Bhattacharya, it was revealed to him that Sri Gopinath was to be found under the Bamsiva tree where we visited this last night. It was explained that the river Jamuna was flooding and the original Bamsiva tree was being uprooted. So Paramananda Bhattacharya, he took one branch from the Bamsiva tree and planted it so another would grow. And it was at that time that he found the original beautiful deity of Sri Sri Radha Gopinathji. And later on, he turned the worship of Sri Gopinathji over to his beloved disciple, Sri Madhu Pandit. And it was here that Madhu Pandit had arranged this beautiful temple to be built for Sri Sri Radha Gopinathji. Gopinath was also the worshipable deity of Janava Devi here in Vrindavan Dham. So in honor of Srimati Janava Devi, the eternal consort of Nityananda Prabhu, in her original spiritual form of the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, Ananga Manjari, she is assisting Srimati Radharani in the worship of Sri Gopinath Devi. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that the Gopinath Murti is presiding over the highest principle of Prayojana, Jnana. Prayojana is the ultimate perfection of one's spiritual development, wherein one is bestowed by the grace of Srimati Radharani, the ecstatic love and the mood of the servants of the gopis of Braj Bhumi, which is the ultimate stage of purified consciousness in the spiritual world as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let us worship Sri Sri Radha Gopinathji, Sri Ananga Manjari, Janavi Devi, with the prayer that we too may follow in the footsteps of the most glorious residents of Vrindavan, giving up all desires, all activities, save and except those which give great pleasure to Radha Gopinathji and their devotees.